Every now and again, the dragon rears its head. So the 5th Battalion arrives to plead the case. They say that the men from Battalion 5, they roam with the dragons and they sleep in the woods. They take the axes and the halligans and they marry them. They plunge the pike pole in the ceiling, savage beast they are. They approach the dragon fearlessly, cool, calm, and collected. Their heartbeats never racing above 60 beats per minute. Have you heard of them? They say that these men are brave men, strong men. They go in a fire, wee boy, and they come out of mine. Have you seen them? Soot collected on the face shield, and they wipe it away. Smoke banked down, so they get low to fight the dragon. Still, steadfast and through, they push forward. Yeah, grab your axe. Yeah, grab your halligan, and ride with me into the heart of Valhalla as we push back the dragon.
Firehouse Vigilance presents The Weekly Scrap, a podcast dedicated to the never-ending fight against complacency.
Corley Moore, Firehouse Vigilance, Weekly Scrap number 116. To say the least, I am excited about this conversation. Tonight's guest is Raymond Dorval. He has 14 years service on the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. He was recruited to join the recruit training program as an instructor, where he shares his passion and instruction on all disciplines, but loves to focus on firemanship. He has the fire certs. He's a paramedic. He's a rescue tech, instructor certs, live fire training, you name it. He has the paper. He is going to be teaching at Orlando Fire Conference, where I'm actually excited to catch his class, The Way of the Nozzle. He is a dedicated husband, four sons.
Yes, sir.
Four sons. Dude, that's a lot. That's a handful. You know his hands are full. My brother, Raymond Dorval, welcome to The Scrap, episode number 116.
Thanks. Thank you, Corley. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. This is, it's like right up there.
Dude, I'm excited, man. Dude, we got people logging in. We got Hell Yes from Eric Thiel. Rick Stevens said, hashtag boom. Citroen Campbell said, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fires and a 100. Firing it off, getting it going. I want to say this out the gate. If there anything I missed, first of all, in the intro, you want to add?
No, that actually sounds like more than I could say for myself, man. That was a lot.
All right, audience.
Research, yeah.
Get your questions ready, audience. If you find value in the scrap, go to firehousevigilance.com. Support the scrap. I do not want to do ads, so I'm asking the listeners to support it. And I'm going to go straight to Raymond and say, let's get to questions and go first out the gate. You said you love to focus on firemanship, and I want to lead off with that and say, what do you mean? Because you teach a lot of disciplines, but you say, I love to focus on firemanship. What do you mean by that? And go.
Well, for me, firemanship is just every third day. When I first got hired, the chief told us we're going to be there a third of our lives, be dedicated to the fire service. When you get to a station that you love, you build a bond, and every third day you build bonds and you break bread with your brothers, man. You meet at that table 3 times a day. If it's not behind the rig, it's at that table, and that's where all the world's problems are solved. Not to sound cliche, but that's where it is. You develop a relationship with these guys, and for the sense of firemanship, when I do teach it, it's about just building pride and ownership.
Love it.
So
love it.
Pride and ownership comes with firemanship. It comes in with your tools, taking care of your tools, taking care of your truck, taking care of your station. So for me, it's big. I try to pass that on through me doing the same thing that I would want them to do in my house or their house the same way.
Love that. Pulling my notes up here, getting it going.
Awesome.
We got a lot of people logging in. I'm going to try and catch you up. There's so much hype right now. I got Christy Ortiz said, damn. Nicholas Volney said, and we're moving. Reginald McKnight Jr. said, proud of my brother.
That's my boy.
Yeah, my wife, actually, Amanda Moore, logged in and said, he's been talking about this scrap for days now, which is true. Hugh Long said, let's go. What a stud. I'm assuming they're talking about you. Katie Boss said, hi. Go get it. Awesome. Dude, there's so much hype right now. Let's go.
I appreciate the love.
Mason Gollish said, third life scrap, and I'm here for it, my dudes. Dude, you're not going to be let. Mason, you're not going to be let down. All right. I'm catching up. Firehouse Joey Hayes, my brother from Florida, another brother from Florida, said, firehouse problems, kitchen table solutions. All right. A lot of people. Highly motivated. Dude, highly motivated. All right, we're getting to it. I'll quit quoting them and say, if you have the internet and you are a firefighter and you have not seen the speeches that this man gives on some way, shape, or form, then I don't know what rock you're hiding under. Talk to me about where those come from.
The speeches, honestly, I mean, some of them are very much in the moment. I mean, on the way to work, I could legit have 1,000 speeches and just plan some type of instrumental. I would tell Reggie this all the time. Reggie McKnight was one of the lead instructors in the recruit training.
Okay.
I tell him all the time. I mean, and he would ask me, where did it come from? Also, I just tell him, sometimes some recruits just look like they need a little bit of motivation. Or some of them just display a lack of enthusiasm, or they're not getting after it how we want them to, or something's going on. They're lacking motivation, or they're moving slow. So in order to bring that out of them, you know, you look them in the eye and you tell them, and I just start talking. Most just from the heart, just pure heart. It's just me 100%. That's all I know. If I can't give it to you 100% in my gear, I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to do it. And I just want you to repeat it. That's it.
I love it, man. Especially when people say two words and they say highly motivated and you recognize it and other people recognize it. Yeah, you don't even have to.
So the highly motivated was a thing that I would say highly motivated.
Yes.
All I want them to say is yes, sir. That's it. You understood the message. That's it. Highly motivated. Yes, sir. And that's it. We're moving right now.
No, I seriously wish I would have broken down your speeches and had them all broken out on a whiteboard. Oh, because you're like, the casual man can't walk in here. You know what I'm saying? The casual man wears a suit and tie.
He's too casual.
He is too casual.
He's too casual. He can't understand this job.
Yes.
This ain't no place where nobody just comes and just fills out an application and shows up. I'm sorry, you don't belong here.
Don't stop. Don't stop on my account.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, as far as like the, even that line itself, and I messed up a lot when I was talking. I realized that I was fumbling on some of my words, but sometimes when I'm talking, it's just, you know, you start, either you say things over or some things that I thought I wanted to say didn't come out how I wanted to say it, but it was perfect.
Dude, if you told me that you messed that up, I would call you a liar.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
That was 100% authenticity.
Yeah, and the casual man can't walk in here. He's too casual. I don't know where that came from.
That's fair,
because I didn't intend to say that. I'm telling you,
it carries so much weight.
Yeah,
in its realness to our profession, And this is what I want to say to you is I watch that, you know, when you're like, hey, who's got Spotify or whatever you said at the beginning of that, you know what I'm saying? And you kick that music. Dude, everything is better with music. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't care who you are. I'm a huge fan of Eric Thomas, and I don't know if you are or not.
Yeah, but Eric Thomas, yes.
When he's talking about you got to have the will to breathe, you know? And when yes. And I love
that. That was one of my favorites, man.
No, 100%. Yeah. But when you put it to music, man, it just makes it come.
It makes more sense.
Alive.
It makes more sense. Bring it to life.
And that I wanted to tell you that you are one of the inspirations for me putting stuff to music and trying to convey what I feel. So anyway, for what that's worth.
Well, I will tell you this, Corley. Now I've been quoting you from the quote that you gave off of someone with, we get to put on the gear that no one else can wear. To go into places where no one else can go to save the lives that no one else can save. So that right there is one of the ones I use wholeheartedly. I always, you know, I always give credit.
I wish it was mine. It's Court Smith's.
Correct.
And he would probably give it to somebody else that he heard it from. And so we just keep passing it on. And
man, that message is,
dude,
is
I love
everything
it.
For me.
Man. I love that it. 1,000%. So I'm going to ask you, going from your speech, what inspires you?
Me, my inspiration for my speeches is driven from my childhood and just my experiences, man. I've been at the lowest lows and the highest highs, man. And just being poor, dead broke, living in just the baddest conditions, even being on an apartment, young me, you know, having to catch the bus home. and working a good job or just struggling.
Right.
Just the struggle on itself. And when these guys get here, the recruits or anybody, if there's anybody in the station I can motivate, I'll motivate them. I'll give them something, a prayer. Doesn't matter. I prayed for guys at the station. Sometimes there was a time where I needed prayer. And whatever form of motivation that I could give to them, if there's a peace inside of me, I'm going to give it to them regardless of what I got in my pocket, regardless of what they have to share with me. But, you know, I've been through some really tough times. So that humility and just that comforts me. So I just hope my words can reach them and comfort them.
Love that. Brother. I wish, yeah, no, man. All right, I'm gonna catch you up because we got a lot of people saying a lot of things.
Awesome, yeah.
I don't know if we got questions yet. Get your questions ready for Raymond. I'm looking here. Respect, desire, dedication, discipline. We got a lot of stuff thrown at you. I don't know where it's all coming from. Richard Amlin said, "My guy, I made a Facebook just to tune in."
You gotta be kidding me. That's
we got Rich some Amlin. More highly motivated coming at you. Speeches had us moving every day at the academy. That came from Randy Santana. Great instructor, great firefighter. Get there. The famous speech was during 146. We'll get to 146. It was 140. Which one was the one in the outdoor with the speaker? That was 145, wasn't it? Or was it 146? I think 146.
I think that was 146.
146 was in the Class A, I think. But I don't quote me. You know better than me.
I think that was 146.
I'm going to ask you some questions about another one about people waiting in the hallways. Ask him about how Captain Gusson will pull him from Station 7 and take him to Station 2 so that he could do his William Wallace speeches.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Isom. Isom Lugo asked.
So, now we spoke about firemanship.
Yes.
So when I first got the training, the captain told me, hey, you gotta leave it better than you found it. Leave it better than you found it. You got to leave your mark. When I first got to my battalion, I worked for the 5th Battalion, one of the busiest battalions in Dade County, the 5th Battalion.
Okay.
So I get there and I'm just trying to establish myself, you know, just stay quiet on the approach, stay humble.
Are you good at staying quiet?
Yeah. Okay. Like perfect. Perfectly okay. Good. I mean, now it's like you can't keep me quiet.
Okay.
But anyways, I created something like when we have toast, a good fire, anybody got promoted, anything like that. I created a speech for my battalion. Would you like me to share it for you? It's quick. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
All right. So every now and again, the dragon rears its head. So the 5th Battalion arrives to plead the case. They say that the men from Battalion 5, they roam with the dragons and they sleep in the woods. They take the axes and the halligans and they marry them. They plunge the pike pole in the ceiling, savage beast they are. They approach the dragon fearlessly, cool, calm, and collected. Their heart beats, never racing above 60 beats per minute. Have you heard of them? They say that these men are brave men, strong men. They go in a fire, wee boy, and they come out of mine. Have you seen them? Soot collected on the face shield, and they wipe it away. Smoke banked down so they get low to fight the dragon. Still, steadfast and through, they push forward. Yeah, grab your axe. Yeah, grab your halligan and ride with me into the heart of Valhalla as we push back the dragon. So whenever we would have a toast or something, I'd do that or like a promotion and that became a thing.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. So it got better throughout the years.
I can only imagine. Yeah, let's go. What else can you say, man? Where do you, Hugh Long, that's a question I had, which I had written down, but Hugh Long asked it right here. Where do you draw your passion from?
My passion is from people, man. I love people. I love people, man. And I love hearing their stories and I love hearing what they went through. So we could share that together.
Love that.
From their stories and their experiences, let's grow. Let's get better. Let's grow and let's get better. Let me tell you about me. And from there, you can't stop and tell me that you're not motivated. You can't tell me that you don't want to keep going. And why are you here? Especially if you chose this profession. If you chose this profession, there's a reason why you're here. don't come here and say you're just here to just get paid and just make a dollar.
Right
on. It impacts someone's life, man. And if there's any way, shape, or form that I can motivate you, I'll find out a way. Not everybody's motivated the same way, but I'll find out a way and I'll find you. So I like to, all my recruits, I like to learn them. Or even my brothers at the station, I like to learn them. So I'll question them so I can see and figure them out. So that way I understand exactly what gets them going.
Love that. I'm trying to keep track of the comments coming at you, man. I'm trying because I had someone actually mentioned Pleasurable Madness, and I really want to bring up Pleasurable Madness. Pulling his heart out and laying it out there for all of us to see the passion. This guy inspires me. This is the basis of the Georgia Smoke Diver program. He has a lot of heart, and you can't replace that. Stay the course, dude. You are the reason we do what we do.
Awesome.
Dude, there is some good comments. Not a lot of questions yet. So if you have questions, you got to throw them at me because there are great. 145 was the Class A speech. Okay, Reginald McKnight is filling us in.
Okay, yeah, the Class A speech, 145.
Yeah, you laid it out there right at the beginning, man. They're waiting down the halls. They're waiting in the halls and the bedrooms, man.
So that gives me goosebumps. Even when I listen to it, they're waiting for you,
dude. There's no doubt. Go.
And I guess it's, you know, I tell them, hey man, it's for them. Forget me. I mean, if we're in the fire together, we're in the thick of it. It's me and you. It's I'm here for you. You're here for me. But when we get to the scene, it's for them. So they're waiting for you at the windows, down the hallways, behind the doors, smoke filled hallways, man. It's they're waiting to be safe. And if you're not pushing, or you know, every minute, every second, it counts. So you got to get there.
Derek Wessler said, Firehouse 7, headed to Valhalla anytime, anywhere.
That's all day. Yes. Seven house, man.
Seven house.
Fighting seven. That's all I know. That's my lifeblood, man.
That's where you're at?
Oh, yeah. Fighting seven, man. All that's right. That's it. That was a calling for me, man. I already knew it. So,
dude, that... I didn't like the only ones I know are the Class A speech, the one in the where you're right out the outside in the bunker gear, and when I heard you do that the one with the brogue you just did, man, I've never heard that one before, dude. That was amazing.
So I have a lot of things that don't get recorded. Probably more good than not, but with more curse words and stuff like
right
that.
Right on.
Yeah. So, but a lot of times. What's funny is the guy commented, Reginald McKnight.
Yes.
For the one with me in the bunker gear, I did one the day before. And he comes to me after that speech. He says, man, Black, that the speech the day before was better than this one.
Right.
So then I was like, damn it, man. Why didn't nobody record it? He said, do you remember what you said? I was like,
not really.
Absolutely not. I can't recall any of it. Most of the times, I just can't.
So is it all organic almost every time? Or
almost every time it's organic. I do poetry.
Okay.
I write poetry and I freestyle.
Okay.
Like rap.
Okay.
So I put a lot of words together. Just
no, real quick it, in dude. My head. I feel that completely when you say it's a pleasurable madness. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that I put a lot of words together. Just and it's organic.
And I don't know if anybody is infatuated with this as I am, but I don't care. You're stuck with it because it's a scrap. Daniel Kano, out of Texas, one of the Kano brothers said, you mentioned that your style doesn't always work for everyone. So what are some keys or questions to ask or you use to identify what motivates others?
So again, like I say, a lot of people have different forms of motivation. You got to find out who they are. Exactly what it is that motivates them. And for one, they came into this profession for a reason. So if you find out who they are, you'll be able to motivate them in the fashion that they want to be motivated in. It can't just be hoorah, hoorah. It might be a simple talk, a simple conversation, or just even getting to know them. Just getting to know them might be enough to inspire them, or you telling them a life story of yours and them sharing something about themselves.
Yes.
That might just be enough to get them motivated. That they just know that, okay, this guy cares, he gets it. You know, it's not just hoorah, just screaming at me all day. You know, I get that.
Right.
Some people don't like the grit, the grind, but it's all good. I'm going to come. I'm going to find you. I'm going to try to motivate you.
Dude, I love that, man. So is it, and it's really about that connection.
It's a connection. Yes. Yeah. It's a connection with them as individuals. They're people.
All right. Sabrina Abislim. I can't even say it.
Abislaman.
Abislaman. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Say, keep doing what you do. I love you.
Love you too.
All right. Let me get here. What has Garrett Rice, Chief Garrett Rice out of Texas, asked you, if I can get my own mouse out of the way, what has been your biggest hurdle to overcome in your time within the fire service?
The biggest hurdle in the fire service? You know, I read the latest book from Fit to Fight Fire. What is it? The Backstep?
Backstep, yeah.
So I guess establishing a leadership, or just trying to establish a spot where I felt I had a voice.
Right.
So to get there, to get to finally be able to say, you know, I'm one of the guys that can actually say, I forced a couple of doors before.
Yes.
I threw a couple of ladders before.
Right.
I've been there before. So, but that's not saying anything to truly answer that question, but that's more so on experience, right?
Right.
Experience, time, and grade. So just like the back step suggested, it takes time. But even when people do notice you, it might not be year 5, year 6. It might be year 15 when they recognize you.
No.
So that was, I don't know if that answered the question or not, if I derailed that a little
bit. No, I think you addressed the question, man. I really do. Yes, 100%.
All right.
I'm trying to, again, this is a great thing, Raymond, because so many people are sitting here like throwing stuff at you.
My wife's in the living room watching it.
One of the big problems I have is if too many things scroll by, I can't keep up with the questions. So I'm trying to find the good ones because I have like 1,400 questions about the way of the nozzle. And I want to get to that, but I'm not there yet. So keep throwing them at me, guys. Do not stop throwing at me. Christopher Rivas said, true definition of what it means to be a firefighter. His passion and motivation radiates off of him and makes you just want to push harder than you've ever pushed before. I don't think someone could give you a better compliment than that. When you are in the gym on the last stretch of your workout, what do you tell yourself to push through and finish strong?
I don't attend a gym. I just go to my garage. Or it's going to be at the academy or at the station.
Okay.
But for me, it's just, accountability. So if you can't hold your own self accountable, how are you going to hold others accountable? Mm. So if you got one more rep left and you want to stop at rep 90, but you got to get to 99, you got to finish. I mean, Sabrina Abislaman was there commenting. We had a workout, and I remember I told her, I'm going to do 4 laps. By 3 laps or something, I was like, I think everybody's doing 3. She said, no, we're doing 4. You said 4.
Right.
So we did 4. Man, it was death. It was pure death. So, but we completed that. But that's just holding yourself accountable for what it is that you said you're going to do. So I hold myself accountable, and I just try to finish, even if it's pure death. If, you know, we're going to die a little bit today.
Yes.
That's it. So that's good. Anytime I do like a workout or something, I always send a picture to my brothers that just pretty deaf when they work out with me. It's like, man, we're trying to kill us. I say, man, it feels good, doesn't it? Now let's live a little bit. So
love that, dude.
Yeah.
Hugh Long wants to know, I'm going to mark this. What do you feel your biggest impact has been with the students and your department?
I think it's just being myself.
Mm.
Just being myself. You know what's crazy is when I first got to recruit training, Reg told me to be myself. But what's so crazy about that same thing is my mom would always tell me, be myself.
Mm.
She always say, be yourself.
Right.
The truest thing about that is that I can't change who I am. Some of the things I say might just be so straightforward, you might not like me for it. But, in the way that I say it, it's the truth. It's the truth 100% of the times. And that's just me trying to motivate you to get you where you're going. In my last class that graduated, 147, I often change some things that I always say. I try to make sure some people can't identify some of my sayings with the classes. Through every class, I would change something.
Right.
So my last class, I used the term get there. So I always say it almost as a whisper. If they're running, if they're drilling, I mean, get there.
Get there. Yeah.
And they use that as a form of motivation. So even though all my other classes, anything I will always say, they'll use those small little words as forms of motivation for themselves. Through the maze, sometimes some recruits, they might be struggling. I might whisper to them, get there. I'm right here. Get through this. You know, if that's one of their things, if they're afraid of the dark, or if they're afraid of confined spaces, don't worry. You got a brother and sister right here with you, to your left or your right.
Love it. So. I'm trying to catch. I'm trying to look.
Nah, that's awesome, man. I'm loving it. You actually calmed me down. This was what I needed.
Dude, you're killing it. There's a lot of people asking for a freestyle. Dude. We're going to get to a freestyle. I did not plan that, but I'm going to throw one at you at some point. You have to play your own music. Man. But Dorval growth in a three-year span as an instructor firefighter was a... Reginald McKnight Jr. said, Dorval's growth in a three-year span as an instructor / firefighter was the biggest I've seen from any firefighter I've been around. So that's from Reginald McKnight saying that, dude, you grew as an instructor. So that's a huge compliment. It's not a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I thought I grew as a person more so.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do they go hand in hand?
Yeah.
I can't argue. One rep Rick. I don't know what that is. I keep getting what's for lunch today. Is that something inside?
So
is that an inside joke?
It's not a joke, but this is exactly what I'm telling you.
Okay.
So I build bonds with all of them. Yes. I want to know who you are. So if it's a lunch or breakfast, I often ask my classes before you start any type of skill station. I cool down the environment. What you have for lunch today? And, you know, I ask all of them. I go through all of them. And then some of them want to know what I have for lunch. And then from there, we'll start talking about, hey, what do you think you're going to cook your first day on shift, man?
Right on.
You can't cook. You know, you can't cook. You can't do this. So we develop a relationship. All of a sudden, we broke a barrier.
Yes.
We broke one barrier. Now, next day, we might break another barrier. Yes. And then all of a sudden, we built a bond. We built a connection. Now, how can I get to him or her to motivate them?
Yes.
To believe in themselves, their skills, or whatever it is that they set out to establish. You know, one of the things I often tell all my recruits is, doesn't matter your size or your stature. I always tell them your physical traits will not define you.
Yes.
Your heart will. So, and that's based on who you are as a person. If you give us your body, we'll go ahead and we'll flood your mind with information. And that one is twofold. That's the ideology behind that is that one, you'll have gained a better physique. Two, you'll be day one ready when you get out of there.
Dude, I just wanted to let you go because you were like you were about to start riffing. I loved it, man. It was so close. Jorge Ivan Patino said you should hear his cadences. So, do you love cadences? Man. Okay.
Oh, I love,
now let me ask you, Raymond. Were you in the military at all?
Nah, I wanted to go to the military, but my mom didn't want that. So
I didn't do military either. So that's why I was wondering when they say cadence, I didn't know if it was a military background. So I just wondered. But someone said you have some great cadences.
I love cadences, man. I truly do believe if anything is going to get you through a grueling run where everybody is running at a 12, 13 minute pace, it's going to be cadences.
Yes.
There's nothing more that brings you together than a strong cadence caller that rallies everybody together. Hey, man, we got to sing this out, and it's about to be a 3-4 mile ruck, and let's get through it right now.
Hell yeah.
It's going to make it better. But yes. If you got a good cadence, everybody forgets about their knees. They forget about their shins. They forget about the pounding on the bottom of their feet. They just go. And it's the song. It's the song that truly drives them to keep pushing. So the cadence is something it's powerful beyond measure. So the military was on to something.
Right on.
They knew what they were doing. If you could get your mind off of what's happening to your body, you've won.
Lazaro Parita said, I'm telling you guys, we got to clone him.
He always says that. Oh, my God.
Lazaro says we got to clone him. So I don't know a lot of. Yeah,
that's his joke. He's always saying that.
All right. All right. Fair enough. No. And guys, if you want to know anything about his method, anything about his inspiration, anything about his motivation, you got to send me the questions to ask. Because right now, I need to know what the questions are. Your mama was home when you left. That's from right. Dennis Lee Lopez. Any sort of background?
Well, I mean, one of the cadences I sing, a lot of the cadences come from military. So
okay.
This cadence pretty much, what's the correct word here? Resonifies with me? Is that correct? Or resonates with me, yes. Okay. So when you start the cadence is, your mama was home when you left. And all I want them to say is, you're right. Your daddy was home when you left. You're right. Your sister was home when you left. You're right. Your brother was home when you left. You're right. So on and so on. And that's the reason you left. You're right. I left my home to join the county. I left my home to join the county. So, and we start singing and they realize they left for a reason. You left for a goal. You wanted to get there. You knew what it was that you wanted. And they were there. They cried. They tears. They understood what you had to go through. You had to go through 14, 15 weeks of grueling pain. You understood that. They understood your journey. And by the time you were done, you've gained something. You've gained more than knowledge. You've gained a personality. You gained a trait, a responsibility to people that you wish to serve. You've gained something. So, of course, you left your home, but you know why you left.
Yeah. Brother, you have a gift. And that's all I can say is you have a gift. Yeah, there's so many people who say, I left my home in all caps right here. I left my house to join the country, man.
Oh, God.
Dude, 100%, yeah. Dude. You like, I don't get sweaty eyes often, but man, you start speaking. Yeah. Your mama was home when you left. Yes, we joined the country cadence, that. Hands down the best. I'm trying to find who is the biggest influence in the fire service and who is the biggest outside the fire service for you.
Biggest influence. I have to say the people that believed in me. Mm. The people that believed in me, man. I'm telling you, there's the people that believed in me that, well, you know, or the people that counted me out. I appreciate them.
Yes.
And I thank them all the time for counting me out, not just counting me. You know what I mean? But outside of the fire service, I'll probably have to be my wife.
Strong.
Inside the fire service is going to have to be obviously Captain Gustin, one of our good captains, and Captain Yetter and Reginald McKnight. But
that's pretty strong,
man. I'm telling you, and for all the people that counted me out, man, all blessings rain on them, man. I appreciate them as well.
And
I
that's
appreciate
strong.
The ones that believe in me, man, and believe in me and believe in what it is that I'm trying to push. And it's not about me trying to push or make any type of money from it. This is me just trying to push what it is that we believe in. Now, they said God made, a man in his likeness. I truly believe God wanted a hero, so he created a fireman. So now from right then and there, all I'm trying to do is let you know exactly what it is when you sign up for this profession. It's not a joke.
Hold on. I got to write that down as a timestamp because that is like the most legit thing I've heard tonight. I really am, dude. 1,000%. Christopher Rivas says, when he calls cadence, you forget you are even running. He brings you to another level when he calls cadence, man. And, dude, you did it right here while we weren't running. And I 100% believe that. If I could just get a 30-minute recording of this motivation. I'm looking for Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. That's from Chris Mendez with a lot of A's. What's your take on motivating the unmotivated?
Motivating the unmotivated. Within the fire service, this is not coming in recruit training. So the unmotivated will be personnel that's been on for quite some time and they've lost their passion.
Yes.
They've lost their passion. It could be 5-year members, senior members that are, you know what? I've done this. I've been there. I've done that. How do you motivate them? You get out and you keep training. They'll see you out there. They'll see you out there working, throwing a ladder. What is everybody doing outside? If you can encourage the rest of the guys, there's one individual just sitting there. He's going to come. He's going to come. He's going to come and work out because what happens now is you start to experience guilt, that individual. Guilt. You signed up. You have a responsibility. It's not for us. We ain't just out here just training for us, man. It's for them. And for that, I get passionate about, man, because it's no longer about us.
Yes.
You signed up to hold the oath and stay claim to the mission. Yes. That's what you signed up for. If you read that oath and you understood that mission that you signed up for, you can't stop. And if you do stop, you better be ready to retire. That's it. You've lost hope, not us. We didn't lose hope. Let me inspire you.
Yes.
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to throw that ladder again. I hope you watch.
Yes. Dude, I love the close of that, man. I hope you watch. 1,000%. And I'm going to speak to the audience. Please keep sending your questions. I'm missing some of them here. Okay? So keep throwing them out. Facebook only allows me to keep like 50 comments at a time, and they scroll past really fast. So I try to mark them, and then they scroll past, and I don't get to grab them. So keep throwing them, and I will get to the questions and throw them at Raymond. I had a question here, which is, do you have a favorite speaker that inspires you?
Yes, Inky Johnson and Jim Rohn. So you ever listen to Jim Rohn?
Dude, absolutely.
Yeah, and Jim Rohn is amazing. Jim Rohn, he could have 30-minute things I could listen on the way to work. No problem. No problem. Most of the time on the way to work, I listen to motivational speeches. If not, I'm playing an instrumental that would allow me to just give 1,000 speeches in my car.
I'm saying, do you do the speeches over the instrumental in your head?
No, I do them out loud in my
truck. Oh, yes. Even better, man. Oh, yeah.
I'm by myself, so it's no problem. But, you know, if I can extend the truck ride, I'll make another left. So just to make it a little longer.
Love it, man. That is true. I got some questions coming at you. Let me make sure I'm catching the right one. New guy here, Laugh Out Loud. With the passion and drive you have, I'm sure you met those who have attempted to hold you back or bring you down. How did you overcome that and stay true to the calling? Love you, brother, and thank you for everything you did for the 147. That's from Eric Perez. So
you got to do it with a smile. You got to do it with a smile. Unfortunately, there's going to be more than hate in life. Now, all the people that don't like you, they're going to whisper. They're going to whisper. It ain't going to be in front of your face. They're going to whisper. But the ones that truly do believe in you, you're going to hear them screaming. They're going to want more. But just for their sheer, they don't like me or lack of appreciation for me, that's fine. That's up to them, man. All I can do is be myself. But I'm going to hit them with a smile every day. And I'm going to shake their hands and I'm going to look in their eyes. They're going to get a good morning, good afternoon. I'll see you later, brother. That's it.
There you go, man. If you get nothing else out of this crap than that,
I'm
man.
Telling you.
That is hey. So strong. No, and here's the deal. I try not to talk during... That was so strong, man. I don't want to ruin it by me talking over it because I want to record it for later. And so I hope people understand that. And I hope you understand that I didn't want to ruin it. Dude, that is powerful, good, man. You got to do it with a smile. Okay. Chris Mendez said, if you could say one phrase to a new recruit, what would it be?
I always ask them when I look down, I look them in the eye and ask them, do you got any quit in you? That's it. That plain and simple, that line right there, do you have any quit in you? Sure enough, the answer is going to be no, sir. I'll find out. And that's it. So if I could look you in the eyes and rip fear out of you, look you deep down in the depths of your soul, just to find a way to motivate you, figure out what it is that gets you going. I'm going to ask you right now if you got any quit in you, and I want you to be as honest as you can. And that's it. And if they tell me no, I say, hey, don't break. Now, don't break is synonymous with them just pushing through everything they do. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt when you're down there humping holes.
Right.
It's going to hurt. This is your fourth rotation.
Right.
Don't break. Don't break. This is where it matters from everybody that does any type of form of exercise, any repetitions they do, anything that they do when they're at their last set. This is it. This is where you truly can measure yourself right here, right now. Don't break. Let's get through this. You're going to be tired. You're going to be sluggish. Don't break.
Don't break. Do it strong. Looking here. What's a good benchmark workout that all firefighters should be able to do? A goal. Like
I go. I'm not a workout enthusiast. There's no easy questions here.
I'm just picking them out. So
I'm not a good work. I'm not a workout enthusiast. We do create workouts, but
right.
I have a good friend, Nicole Vassaleros, Reg McKnight, Sabrina Abbas-Lehman. These are workout enthusiasts. So you can cite them later or something.
There you go. There you go. Hey, that's good. That's strong.
Yeah.
We go. JJ Hernandez said, the only easy day was yesterday. I'm looking here. Motivation comes from within. Leaders must find how to bring that out in people. All right. So I want to ask you about, I'm going to pull my notes up here, obtaining success.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want to throw it at you. Two words.
All right. So obtaining success, right? There's revelations of success.
Okay.
So you got passion, courage, pain, and discipline. With your passion, you got to give 100% of your lifeblood, 100% of what it is that you said you're going to be passionate about. If you want to be the victor of that, that's your passion. You're passionate about this craft. You're passionate about being the greatest store owner. And success is truly what you make it, right? Success is truly what you make it. You got to be passionate about it. You can't fake the front. You can't be a fraud. Now you got to have courage. You got to have courage because one, there's going to be people, there's going to be naysayers telling, hey, you can't get there. You can't do it. You're too small, Black. You're too slow. You ain't making it. You're too Black. You know everything they're going to throw at you. You got to have courage to face the naysayers, and you got to have courage to display your passion for whatever it is that you're trying to get. Now it's pain. Pain encompasses all of that. Pain is you staring failure in the face. You've been there. You've been defeated before. You've been defeated. You've been down a couple of times, but you've been defeated so much, you don't need help getting up. You've experienced pain. So you got passion, courage, pain. Now you got discipline. Now, with your form of discipline, there's no better form of motivation than discipline. My brother Adrian Ballard stresses desire, dedication, and discipline. Jim Rohn says, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. That's it. In the middle of that, you got passion, courage, pain, and you get discipline. Mm. If you're disciplined, you got to get up at 4 a.m. You got to get up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., whatever it is. You got to hone your mind, your body, and you got to get in line. You got to go. They can't contain you. You're a goddamn animal. You had a plan. You said you're going to execute. You better go and get it. And that's it. Every time I tell them it's go time right now in the morning, I put this gear on. That's it. I'm full tilt. I'm full throttle. It's time to go to work.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Success is what you make it, man. You can't fake it, man. And I always say, man, when you're done with everything you do, just be great. Be great. Success is what you make. You're the best baker in the world. You're the best speaker in the world. You're the best mathematician in the world. You've gained success.
Hell yeah.
You've gained success. But everything that you do it wholeheartedly with your heart, 100% your lifeblood. You face everybody in their face. You gave them courage. You've dealt with pain. You've dealt with defeat. And you've disciplined your body to ignore them. You've disciplined your body to do it courage one way, to do it passion one way, and to do it pain one way.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of motivation comes and goes. Discipline is what keeps you trucking. That's from Von Braun. There's a lot of people. Yeah, war paint, 100%. Feels like I'm in church from Joshua Everett's. I love it. And it's 100%, man. 100%. And I want to say, now here's the deal. You're teaching Orlando Fire Conference. You're teaching the way of the nozzle, man. Right?
Yes, sir.
I'm super excited. I'm going to catch your class if I'm not teaching at the same time as you.
Now, I hope you can.
Here's what I want to ask is, like, I'm teaching at Orlando Fire Conference. What I want to know is if you will come in and do the freaking hype speech for my class.
Absolutely. You already know 100% I got you. If I'm free, I will run in there and give a speech real quick off the top. If you got to be,
dude, 100%. I don't care if it's off the top. I don't care.
It's going to be off the top.
Yes.
Probably won't prepare anything. And I'll just, you know, whatever the theme is, and it's go. It's go time right now.
Whatever I got to do to make it happen, I'll make sure that you're available. So I wanted to ask that. Have you ever had a speech fall completely flat where you wish you could take it back?
Oh, man. I think I came with too much energy.
Okay.
Wasn't prepared with for the wind. The wind took my paper. Not that I lost my train of thought. And this is why I seldom rely on writing things down. The moment I decided to write it down, I started forgetting a lot of my words. This is why I always say things from the heart, because right on. I don't have to rely on looking down or doing this. It takes away from my naturalness, man. I was so off. I was so off, but everybody said, hey, it was good. But I knew in my heart of hearts that this was not me, man. And I couldn't do that anymore. Everything had to be off the dome.
I love it. And I want to tell you this, because I'm speaking this weekend at an event, and I'm going to speak, and I'm going to quote you. As long as you give me permission to quote you, I'm going to quote you. And just like I did Court Smith, but I'm going to quote you as long as you say it's okay.
Shoot, it's all good, all right, man.
As long as you say it's okay. Garrett Taves asks, how do you get buy-in from your fellow instructors to match your intensity instead of them just teaching the recruits to simply pass the test?
That is a tough one.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually which is crazy. We are dealing with that right now.
Mm-hmm.
How can you get guys to want to go 100 every day? Well, you're going to have those that just do it, just out of sheer, this is it. This is all I know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to have the guys that just want to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, we're going to do this, going to throw this ladder. You want to pass this performance objective? This is it. See you back at 7 a.m. Man, ain't about that, man. Ain't about that. I'm going to get you to pass this test. I'm going to drop a nugget on you, too. But then I'm going to tell you why you're doing this real quick. They're waiting for you up there. You're taking too long right now. I told you, they're waiting for you at that window. You got to throw that ladder. You got to deploy this line as fast as you goddamn can. But I'm going to deploy it first so you can see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm going to throw this ladder first so you see exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to put on my gear the fastest. I'm going to get out the truck the fastest. I'm going to force that door to fast to see exactly what I'm talking about. Time is a firefighter's enemy.
Mm.
So for everything that we do, you better stress that. But for them to be 100% dedicated to what the cadre is built on, you got to recruit like-minded individuals. And unfortunately, it's not that easy.
Yes.
Because, not everybody wants to drill a PT every day. So.
But 1,000% in question, you said, I'm gonna make sure that I'm taking care of what I can take care of, which is myself.
Correct, yeah.
And you take care of that. If they don't want to meet that, that's on it. Them. And there's only so much you can hold them accountable to.
That's it. That was a crazy question. I'm sure Reggie will talk about it later. That was crazy.
Dennis Lee Lopez says, I wholeheartedly believe we had the greatest instructors in 147 and honored to have had him at the class lead instructor. All right. Blew my notes up. Nope. Hit the wrong button. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
If able, and I got that one. I asked what inspires your speeches. I love what inspires your speeches, but I want to know what drives you as an instructor.
My drive?
Yeah.
It's them. When they show up that morning, there's an imaginary line, right? There's a line in the sand. Now, that's up to them. You choose to cross that line. I tell them you're confined to this space for 3 months. You've lost everything that you've had. You've lost your first name. Your first name is recruit. Your last name is the only thing that you'll get. You better earn it. You better earn every day out here. You better earn some sense of credibility, and you better do your job. We're going to hold you accountable to the highest standard of the law. Now, when you do say that off at the end of the day, and you say that mission statement at the end of the day, I hope you understand what it is that you're saying. I hope you understand what it is that you just signed up for. This ain't no job. This ain't no place you're just going to come in here and just think, okay, man, I'm a fireman. Put a sticker behind your truck and ride around. Wear a shirt to go to the bar. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think about you, your person, and who you are. And I'm going to tell you what I believe. And if you want to take it for whatever it is, a grain of salt, and throw it away when you get out of the academy, it's up to you. But when you do cross that line of the sand, you're in my world now.
Oh, yeah. I got a son in a current recruit academy, and so when you speak, I can't help but identify with it. So it hits me a little harder than it probably should. Yeah. Citron Campbell said, "Rent is due every day." And Linson Charit said, "Ask him about his beginnings, which drives his present."
Well, I mean, that's my brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
All right.
For me, I was broke, man. I was poor. I was poor even when I was on the department. And you wouldn't be able to tell. I still come to work and I break it with a smile. And that's it. You wouldn't be able to tell.
Right on.
There were days I paid for dinner with quarters. Or change. You know? And in the mornings, I stay a little late. Before, I was ashamed about it. Have to catch the bus back home. I said, fuck it, man. Who cares? You'll see me on a bus stop. Who cares? And catch the bus home, and you have to walk the rest of the way. My car was repossessed the very first month that I got hired. You have no way to work, but you know you got to get there, and you know you got to be back the next day. There was nothing stopping me, man. There was nothing stopping me. There was nobody that was going to tell me that I was not going to get this goal that I tried to get so hard. You couldn't break me. I'm telling you, from my heart to heart, you couldn't break me. I don't care what it is you told me to do, I was doing it.
There you go, man. If you can't answer that question, the door of all matrix is what they say. Hell yes, man. All right, I'm pulling this up. I want to ask you about what I got three questions left, but I want to say, not to mention anything the audience throws. I'm not trying to rush things. I want to get all these in. Your favorite discipline to teach, and why is it your favorite?
Writ.
Yes.
So writ is my favorite discipline. I'm still trying to get everything I can. I attended Basil's class, his lecture portion last week. Blown away, man. The stats was crazy. So, you know, I realized a lot of things about my class by attending Basil's class. And I want to attend Ramirez's class to see some other stuff, get some insight.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way we can learn, the only way we can get better is by listening to each other.
Hell yes.
You know, we got to follow each other. We got to attend each other's classes and listen to each other. We're going to find something that you haven't been teaching, maybe you get a nugget. So I can't stress how important it is to be ready to save your brother or your sister to the left of the writing.
Love this, man. Jorge Ivan Patino said, class 146, the blacksmiths, we were the blessed ones to hear the bunker gear ready to die a little speech, man. Dude, when it has a name like that, man, you earned it, brother. Yeah, 100%,
crazy,
man. Class 144, we Vikings, we move in unison. I don't know if that was one that was before. I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, yeah, it's before, yeah. Yeah. Before 146.
Don't let them tell you what we can't do. Go get it.
Oh, yeah. Go get it. Go get it was created off of a speech and off of a book that I read. And the go get it, I started this year. It's going to be an annual thing. It's just me doing a youth outreach. A lot of the things I do, it starts with my family. I'm
nice.
Big, super family oriented.
Nice.
Huge. But more so based on all the young men that we got to hone their minds and make sure they understand what their responsibilities are. So to go get it was to let them see. Let them see our scars. Let them hear our voices. You know what I mean?
No.
Who we are truly, and they will understand.
Dude, I love it. Okay. I want to ask you you have a book coming out next year, and the principle yes. behind it is inspiration isn't enough. I want to hear talk about it, and then, of course, I'm going to buy the book and read it, and I'm going to – but go ahead.
So I have a book coming out in the fall 2022, God willing, if everything's good and lined right. up. It's called Inspiration Isn't Enough. It truly isn't. Most of my lectures before I open up, I always open them up with something. What can I give them real quick to pull them in? Not to veer off, but our greatest instructor is not a firefighter at our training academy. He's the one that taught me how to teach. or how to relay my message. So you got to pull them in with a message or a piece of information. So when I do start, I always tell them, if you are inspired, I want you to know that inspiration isn't enough. If you are indeed inspired, I want you to know that inspiration isn't enough. If that candle is your pillar of inspiration and that flame is your idea of success, it's too finicky. It's going to go out. You have to consume that flame. I am the owner, the producer, and the manufacturer of my success. My success resides inside of me. You got to go get it. You got to be a dog. And that's suddenly yo right there. Your form of motivation has to come from within. You have to obtain that. If that's your goal, you have to go get it. They can't contain you. You're a goddamn animal. And that is why inspiration isn't enough, man. It's not. You can't just rely on somebody giving you pats on the back every day. Somebody telling you, let's go. You can't.
No. Dude, I can't wait to get the copy of the book, man. I'm a voracious, I love reading no matter what. So you tell me you're writing a book, I'm going to buy it no matter what. But when I hear you give that, and I'm like, yeah, that's the book I'm buying. Dude, all right. I'm going to see if there's anything else I'm going to throw at you from the crowd before I get to five questions. Are we freestyling? I'm trying to see if I want to play some music. I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know.
All right. Where are we at? All right. I will be buying. Yeah. Chris Wolf said I'll be buying that book. No doubt, man. 1,000% I'm buying that book. Hugh Long said, selfless in approach, sincere in our efforts, and calculated in action. It is for them. All right. I'm pulling up some comments here. All right. Here we go. I'm going to throw some stuff at you. Do you have a book or book that you think firefighters should be reading?
It's not fire related, but I have two books.
Okay.
One book called The Energy Bus. This book called Do Hard Things. I'm an avid reader. So this book was given to me by one of my recruits, Nicole Barraza. And she filled up the book with little inserts of information and bits and pieces. It's a quick read. I read this book in about 3 hours.
But you got some insights with it.
Yeah.
Dude.
This book is The Energy Bus, man. The 10 rules. This guy was a disgruntled person. By the end of the book, he figured himself out. I'm not saying I was not disgruntled, but it just helped me. There's something inside of that book that can help everyone out. And it's up to you. It's up to you to better yourself as a person and not be so upset. So like, what is it that you're so mad about? Why can't you smile a little bit?
Right.
You know, and this one, Do Hard Things. This was a book, and both of these, this book is a two young authors, two young twin brothers, not even 20, maybe by the time they wrote the book. This was also a good read, man. I was crazy how these kids would make themselves try things that were out of their realms. Like, I mean, when I say developing courage as your route to success, that's courage. Do hard things. Doing something that you feel like, man, I don't know if we're ready for that. Why not? Try it.
Yes.
More so than try it, do it, man.
No doubt, dude. Man. Dude, I love that. I love that. Do hard things.
Do hard things, man.
Energy bus.
The Energy Bus, yeah.
Okay. No, I love it, man.
I read that book that you posted, the report from Engine Company 82.
Yes.
I read it because you shared it. Or you put it up
somewhere. That predates me by a lot. And yeah.
And that book was awesome, man. No, 100%. The way his insight on where he came from, where he was living, and sometimes when he would write, he would be talking about something and it would go to his past. And I was really thrilled by that, man. I try to, you know, I'm really trying to dissect the way he wrote that,
right?
To understand that, to see if I could emulate a little bit of that, you know?
Dude, no, Dennis Smith is what
that guy is amazing.
Oh, without a doubt, man. Yeah. That guy's whole life was amazing.
life was entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. And everything he did, I mean, yeah. Not just that book, but everything he did. 1,000%. There it is. The books that Raymond Dorval thinks you should or should be reading as a firefighter. So we have a thing we do. I'm really trying to figure out if I can play. Here's what I want to do. I want to play some like dope ass inspirational music, and I want you to freestyle on it. But right now I'm working on the five questions for firefighters.
Let's do it.
The five questions for firefighters, the questions are set in stone. The answers are completely your opinion, and the points are assigned by me 100%. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
Raymond, are you ready for the five questions for firefighters?
I'm ready.
There we go. Number one, what is the number one issue facing the modern fire service?
I would say a lot of guys are scared to fail in the eyes of their peers. Just like during training scenarios, or if you're a senior guy, you haven't done something in a while. Especially in training, a lot of guys are scared to fail in front of people or their peers.
Without a doubt, dude. I cannot even. Yes. Nice. No, it is. Like, 1,000%. You will always see them. Like, there'll be 30 guys in bunker coats surrounding a skill, and then you can see the guys in the back, like, sinking to the back.
They are so uncomfortable. Yeah, they're so uncomfortable, and you can tell.
I don't want to be exposed as the guy. I have 20.
Or they're going to be like, man, I've been here before, I've done it.
Yes. Like, hey, I don't need to do this. Yeah, whatever. You guys go ahead. Young guys, go ahead. No, 1,000%. Great answer. What is the thing you are most excited about for the future of firefighting?
I'm most excited about the advancements in our gear and the understanding of what's happening to the science behind what's happening inside of a structure. And the information being provided to us, so we're more ready mentally.
Yes. All the UL-NIST stuff is
It's awesome, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Dude, it's like Ramirez, man, down there in your area. Rob Ramirez always saying, yeah, like, street vetted, data-driven. Data-driven, street vetted, man, 100%.
Yeah, I gotta go to the
podcast. Dude, Mayday Mindset.
Hey, man. I gotta get that.
And of course, you already mentioned Basil.
Basil.
I keep saying it wrong. God. All right. Number three, best rank or position to be in the fire service?
Driver, engineer, tailboard. So if you had like a route.
I'm going to say defend. Go ahead.
If you had a route that takes you through a driver spot and tailboard, you get the pump and you get to go in sometimes. So,
best of both worlds?
Yeah.
I like it. Best advice you have ever received?
From my mother to my peers, be yourself.
No, you definitely already drove on that earlier. I love it. Final question. Heavy fire, searchable space. You get to be first in on the nozzle, first in on VES. Which one you want?
Well, what's funny is we have an instructor. Her name is Meech. She always stresses searching off of the line. So if you get the line in place for your assault point, you got guys that can go ahead and search off that line. So I'm going to be on that nozzle. I'm going to go inside and do God's work. Get on that nozzle, start pumping, getting some water on there, and let my guys search. We're going to save them. Hopefully. Cool. We pray that we do.
Right on. I love it. There it is. And that is the five questions for firefighters. According to Raymond Dorval, man, officially, that is 116 scraps in the books. I'm going to see if I can share my screen. I want to do this. I really do. Let me see if I can.
Oh, you really do?
No, I really do. Are you good? Are you down?
I'm down, man.
Let me see what people say. I want to see if people will say, are you down? Like, let me know. I got some fires coming. I'm going to give it like 30 seconds for the delay. Hugh Long said freestyle. Like, post freestyle if you want me to try and do this. I'm waiting to see what they say. If they say no, shut it down. We'll see. I doubt they will, but all right. They've got a lot of hell yeses. Give me 1 second. I'm going to one participant, multiple participant, advanced sharing options. I don't know how to share my screen. Let's see. Let's say, because I really want to get some good music for you. You know what I'm saying? Like epic music. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I really want to.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I was born for this, man.
Share screen. Here we go. We're just going to do this. We're going to say, that's Paint Shop Pro. That's that. All right. We'll go to this one. No, not that one. We'll go to this one. Nope. We're going to start a new one, and we'll do that. We'll share that one. We're getting there. Don't worry.
Okay.
Because every, like 1,000%, putting you on the spot. I'm just telling you. Everybody says, oh, yeah, absolutely, we're doing this.
Oh, good.
So, are you good with it?
I'm good. If you give me the, if I could hear it.
I will. I hope you can. If you can't, you're going to really be stuck. So, we'll try.
Will they be able to hear the music?
Oh, yeah. That's the more important part.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting.
No doubt about it. I'm trying. I'm not even sure what I'm sharing right now. There's just a black screen. Hold on. I'm working on it, guys. I promise you.
Raymond, my family's like tripping.
Yeah, they are. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. How do I do this?
This may not even happen because of how good I am with this. Minimize. Why won't it do it?
Nice. I can't believe.
Oh, I'm back. No, I'm not. All right, guys. Just, hey, bear with me. Lidson Chari said, let him choose the instrumental. I get it, Dirk. I'm trying, okay? I'm working on it.
It's a trip.
All right, I'm back. I'm working on this. Okay, here we go. I really do. I'm not going to start. Do you have an instrumental you want me to pick?
I don't have the one off the top. What are you, on YouTube or something?
I'm
or?
On YouTube. Yeah, it's up to you. I can go inspirational, motivational. I can do something you say.
What about Epic Orchestra?
Epic?
Music for power for motivation. Thank you.
Epic Orchestral Epic. Music. Oh, yeah, I got it. I found it. All right, we got Epic Legendary Full Album. Dare to Dream. My big question is, I'm not sure you can hear it. Let me ask you this. Can you hear this when I share the screen? Hold on. I'm working on it. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Share sound. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Are we ready to do this?
Can they hear it?
I don't know. Let me find out. This is wildly experimental for me and you both, okay?
All right.
Can everybody hear it? I'm waiting. There's a little delay. Mm-hmm. Run it. Hear it. We hear it. There we go. Brother, this is all you.
Can you back it up?
Oh, yeah. One second. I say, oh, yeah, like I can.
We're both like learning on the fly.
Yeah. I'm silent now. This is all you.
You've questioned yourself for a long time. You've questioned your journey. You've questioned your drive, you've questioned your passion. I'm here to tell you it's time to be limitless. It's time to get your goal, to go where you're supposed to be, to get the places that you're supposed to be at. There is nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you can tell you what you can and can't do. There is something inside of you and you gotta go get it. You can't just stay there and be still. You gotta keep moving. Don't let them stop you. Don't let them tell you you can't get there. Don't let them tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. There is something about you that is great. And if there's anything I can do for you, I'm telling you right now, be great. Do whatever it is that you gotta do. You gotta dig deep. And if you got heart, you got passion, you got pride, carry it on your shoulder. Do whatever it is you gotta do.
That was killer. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. I'm not gonna lie. That was fucking killer. I don't know if anybody can hear that. I don't know if they can see you even, because I don't even know how to work Zoom good enough. I know they could hear you.
Alright, good.
And it was nice freaking killer. So I
appreciate everyone coming.
No, absolutely, brother. Yeah. I'm actually trying to. There we go. There it is. All right, I'm back. No, 1,000%, brother. Thank you for doing that. I know I put you on the spot because that's not...
It's all good. It's all good.
No, man. With the epic music. Everything about it. And... It's that Tyler Atkins. My wife smacked me from doing the Ric Flair. Definitely heard it. There was a lot of speaking. There was no... They couldn't see you, but they could hear you. So...
Okay.
At least we got that part down.
Yeah, at least we got that.
Everybody... Raymond, thank you for giving me your evening.
All right, Corley, thank you for even thinking of me, man. Thanks for having me on. Again, late 2022, inspiration isn't enough. I like to push that. I like to meet you at the Orlando Fire Conference.
No, you're coming to my class to give a hype speech.
Yeah,
I already locked that in, man. There's no backing out.
No backing out, man. I'll be there 100%, man. I appreciate you, brother, man. I've gained a bread in you, honestly, and I thank you, man. That's one of the things about the fire service, man. You could go anywhere. There's a brother waiting for you.
There's no doubt, man. Thank you for giving me your evening. I don't know if you understand the power of your motivation and your passion. It connects with, like, one thing I always tell people when I teach a class is like, look, I'm a cheesy guy and I don't apologize for it. I love this stuff, man. I do.
Uh-huh.
And I think it connects with a lot of people. And so, all that being said, officially, 116 scraps in the book. Raymond Dorval, bringing the passion, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me, man.
If someone wants to get a hold of you for any reason whatsoever, what's the best way to do so?
Facebook or my email? Text? Maybe not text. Maybe that's dangerous.
You can get a lot. Annoying. You can get a lot.
Yeah. So. Facebook is awesome. I'm sure people here on Facebook just hit me up. I've been adding so many firefighters.
Right on.
Send me something, man. So it's all good.
Cannot wait. Coins are back in stock. I don't know if I have one. I got one today in the mail. Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Dude, very pumped. I tried to show it, but trying to break it out of there. There it is. Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, dude. Man.
Nice.
Yeah. I love it, man. But the coins are back in stock. There it is. That's what I was looking for. If you need to get one because...
Oh, yeah, Firehouse Vigilance.
Yeah, the ones are back because I didn't know when I was going to get them back in stock, and they came in, so I'm very pumped about that. Duty Coin, next up, next week, Chris Kessinger. Here's the deal, dude. Chris Kessinger gets to follow, like, Justin Fraze and Ray Dorval, and then it's like, hey, congratulations. You get to follow two of the most hyped guys in the fire service, so congratulations. That's your goal. No pressure. The Mega Scrap, after Chris Kessinger, is the Mega Scrap. And that is Basil, Rob Ramirez, and Jim McCormick talking about nothing but Writ and Mayday. And
oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm so excited about
this. That's going to be a big one.
Dude, it's a Mega Scrap, man. I'm pumped.
116.
Yeah. Dude, I will be in Pittsburgh, Kansas this weekend. It's a Malachi Brown. It's a benefit. He passed. It's a benefit event. I'm going to do my best Raymond Dorval imitation while I'm on stage. I mean that. Dude, I mean that as a compliment and from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to do the best to inspire those people.
Thank you.
If you're there at the event, get a picture with me because mutts don't scrap. If you think the scrap brings value to you in any way, shape, or form, or value to the fire service, support it. Go to firehousevigilance.com and support it. Go support the show. Besides that, I want to say special shout-outs. Joe Breyer, Josh Brooks, Jordan Thomas, Jeremiah King, and Chris Kessinger. And remember, mutts do not scrap. Raymond Dorval, the guest for number 116. Thank you, sir.
116. Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Dude, I appreciate you.
I hope the tone stays silent. Unless it's burning, stay safe out there.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly Scrap. Please subscribe and please share. We'll see you at the next episode.